going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, coming up on 405 on DGS, Dave out for the long weekend. Back on Monday, the rest of the gang here. And, of course, joined by our friend George Mahey. Hi, George. You don't have any fish to eat today.
I know. what's cooking today? You got no food?
No.
And no drink.
I got a protein bar.
This will be a short shift, man.
Yeah, you want a protein bar? I got one of those.
No, thanks.
You can give us your review.
Too healthy.
Was it ICD that brought in the margaritas?
Yeah, I think so.
And they won the whole shebang. Yeah. So.
Man, and those were from...
connect the dots, right?
Right.
Those were from El Tio Pepe, which is one of my favorite Mexican restaurants.
Those were good margaritas.
I love El Tio Pepe. Yeah. They're great. They're always crowded on weekend evenings, so if you're going, go early.
Yep.
Super good. It's tough to park it at the O'Fallon one. It's a tight parking spot, but it's worth it. Very much worth it.
Well, hats off to the winners, and that gets us through.
Are you past the pressure now?
Easter, yeah.
You guys were under a lot of pressure.
And Easter's, you know, all of the pressure for Easter and those recommendations are gone. Then we got Mother's Day coming up, but before then... we've got morel mushroom season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys can just talk without me.
Yeah, Wheels is a mushroom hater.
I will not touch a mushroom. I mean,
that was going to be my first question.
Yeah, they're fine except for the taste, the texture, and the smell. Aside from that, it's fine.
I think, and I've talked to my mushroom guys about this, and most of the time it's the slimy, what they determine is the slimy
there's
texture.
A slime, but some of them don't have the slime, but they still have the smell and the taste.
Well, then hold your nose and what if those that don't like them that aren't quite as anti as you are, here's what I was told to do. Most of the time that sliminess comes from too much oil, too much butter.
Okay.
You know, you're doing it to yourself and you don't need a lot of that stuff to cook mushrooms. There's so much water in there.
Okay.
Just let it be and let it, you can let it kind of brown in its own.
Do you think it's... a thing that's kind of like,
okra.
I'm spacing. No.
Speaking of slimy, the
aversion to it. Is it like cilantro, where like there are just people that are they cannot do cilantro. You taste it; it tastes like soap. Is that a thing for mushrooms?
I think so, but like I said, there's a lot of people that they've just, you know, it's something about it that can be overcome. Maybe you need a different type of mushroom, but this whole mushroom or this whole morel thing is just crazy because this time of year in Missouri, about the 1st of April to the end of April, these morels come out, and it's this, you know, kind of this mystery thing because they pop up after, you know, it has to be 50 degrees and no hotter than 75, and it has to have just rained, and you got to go out to, you know, find a dead elm tree and all this stuff. But people go, I mean, there's obsessive groups that get involved with this. There's a Facebook page that is really entertaining. The guy is, you know, he's very passionate, and he's like, go, you know, I just read him today. He goes, go out now. You have 10 days. Get out there. Hunt. You know, all capitals. And he's just kind of this kind of wacky guy. And I was just reading all about it. It was just crazy because I didn't realize this. Listen to this. They even have glasses designed to make spotting mushrooms easier.
Oh, interesting.
Like a sunglass type thing. And the name Fungies EYES. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Boom, boom. And,
boy, boy.
So, but you know, these the foragers, I mean, I wrote about this today. They protect their spots. You know, they tend to come up in the same spots. You tend to go back to the same spot. You know where to go back the next April. And people protect their spots like it's a favorite fishing hole. They just don't tell anybody. And, I mean, it's literally when I went the first time, I was blindfolded. And he goes, I'm sorry, I just have to do this. I said, I'll play the game. It's fine. And I get in the car and we drive, I think, west into St. Charles County. And we put the car on the side of the road. I take the blindfold off and we proceed to jump a fence. And he goes, okay, we're heading to the woods over there, but we've got a duck walk.
But you're not supposed to know where you are.
No. And I didn't know. I knew I was on a country road and I'm pretty sure I was in St. Charles County. He said, but we're heading over there, but you know, we're trespassing and we have to duck walk. We got to crouch walk all the way over there. I go, for like that far? And he goes, yeah. I go, can't we just like run? He goes, no, if the farmer sees us, he'll shoot us. I said, okay.
Good wheels.
So we did. So I, you know, down on my, you know, crouch.
You're willing to get shot over mushrooms.
Well, I didn't know it was going to involve that.
Okay.
So we make it to the woods and I'm 5 minutes into this and I find a mushroom. I find a morel that's 7 inches tall. And that was like a world's record. He called it he said, you were the luckiest. Oh my God. You're my good luck charm. That's a beer can. I go, what does that mean? He goes, that's what they call a giant morel mushroom because it's as big as a beer can. So anyway, I was obviously invited back. But, you know, I got like a pound and a half. And, you know, it was fun kind of padding around the woods and trying to find these
things. How much
things.
They pay you?
And they don't, you know, these are for personal consumption.
No, I'm kidding.
So, but the funniest part of it, so we get back and we duck walk, you know, back through the guys. And we get back to the car. He goes, we got to have a tick check. I go, excuse me? He goes, yeah. We have to check each other for ticks. Take off your shirt. And I take off my shirt, and I've got ticks. There's more than one tick. And I went, oh, my gosh. And
still worth it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen to the rest of the story. So I said, you know, when that starts, it's like, oh, and you're like checking your hair. And he goes, well, this was a bad, you know, this was a bad run. He goes, you got to drop your pants. And I said, so the two of us are out there on this country road with our pants at our ankles, checking each other for ticks. And who decides to drive by but four guys on Harleys? And there we are. There we are. And I'm going, no, it's not what you, it's like a Seinfeld episode. No, it's not what you think. No, tick check.
Like,
it's a
okay,
tick check.
Brother.
And they were honking and doing that. And I'll never forget that as long as I live.
Awesome.
And
oh, man.
And when I was in the restaurant business, guys would come in with mushrooms. But I didn't understand why this was. They had the bottom of their jeans were duct taped to their shoes.
There you go.
And now I know why. It was so they didn't have to endure the embarrassment of a tick check on a country road.
Was this stuff left out of your preparation because they didn't want you to back out?
What now?
Like they didn't tell you you might get ticks and you're going to have to worry about a farmer coming out and shooting at you.
No, none of that was, no. And the ticks are, you know, it's a random thing. There could be no ticks. There could be tons of ticks.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that was my inauguration too.
That's pretty funny.
I have not done it since, but I'll never forget
you
that
sure you're
story.
Not going to go out and do it again this weekend?
I'd go out and do it, but I'd do the,
get some duct tape.
I'd do the duct tape thing, I think. But it's so interesting. I talked to a guy. I think it was 15 years ago, and he was like a professional forager, and that was his. You know, people make it's their hobby.
Yeah.
Families go out into the woods, and it's this bonding experience when they go out and try to find mushrooms. But he said no. There's this group of people that he knows that start in Texas. You know, when the season starts, you know, it starts there first, and then progressively this group moves north, and he said it takes several weeks, 3 or 4 weeks, but you know, and they end up, they have their spots, and they basically travel north. By the time they get to North Dakota, you know, it's chanterelle season in Texas again. So they drive back to forage for chanterelles, and they do this, you know, this is what these guys do. And this, he said, this one guy has, you know, does it for a month every year, and he dries all these mushrooms in his hotel room. He said he fishes half the time and forages half the time. So he's just having a good old time. And he's, this was in, again, this was in 2010. He made $20,000 in a month, which is probably twice that now. And I said, boy, that's pretty good money. He goes, yeah, and he was fishing half the time.
So, all right.
Anyway, that's this whole morel mushroom thing is very interesting. And for those, are you, Rachel, are you, you're not as averse, I hope.
Love that. I always have loved morel mushrooms. My brother takes his girls out to hunt for them.
Oh, wow.
I just did like last week. It's big up in Grafton. They actually just had like a gathering, I think it was last weekend, where people could meet at Raging Rivers Water Park and go down that property and search for mushrooms. So
you,
yeah,
can,
it's cool.
You can forage on, I think it's legal on state land to go and do that and forage for personal use. You can't do that and sell them. But a lot of these guys, like I said, they know private people that they contract with, and they've got different places that they go. But I you know, the it's interesting, the local ones, there are so few that they, most of them don't, you know, it's personal use. And occasionally they'll make it in the back door of a restaurant. Like I used to, and guys used to come in with bags of mushrooms, and we would write them checks on the spot. We'd weigh them. And it was this kind of black market thing. And
man,
I remember the guy had, you know, bags of orange chanterelle mushrooms, and the chef said, write that guy a check for $400, and we bought his whole supply. I just didn't know that kind of thing existed. But
we're learning about your life of crime, George. You're sneaking in the land to get mushrooms. You're life, buying them on the black market.
And life of shame on the side of the road. Oh my gosh!
You got the Sons of Anarchy going by, going. Wah, wah. Oh.
but anyway, so in this article today, I did mention some of the restaurants in town that serve, they tend to serve the dishes with morel mushrooms, and most of them come from the Pacific Northwest because, like you said, the local guys are, there just aren't that many of them. But there's a one particular guy that does sell the ones from the Pacific Northwest at the Tower Grove Farmers Market. So that's one retailer that you could find them in. And like I said, there's a couple, you know, some of the nicer restaurants in town, these guys get their morels, you know, it's just like a rite of spring. And some one guy at, I guess it's the old Balaban's now Herbie's, they have a morel pasta that's so addicting and so tasty. And people just, it's like Pavlov's dog. When's it, you know, when are you going to start? We got to have it. And anyway, so this will happen at Herbie's as soon as these things become available, which I'm told is in a week or two.
Oh.
Coming from the Pacific Northwest. So
okay.
Mark your calendars.
Or a farmer's.
Or head into the woods.
Yeah.
and bring your firearm. It's just a good time. And like I said, the more you look into it, the more fascinating the whole thing is. And it's just this wild edible, you know.
Mm.
I'm a fun guy. What can I say?
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely, we can call you the mushroom pirate.
Yeah.
No, that's bad.
Well, so many people, you know, I've met so many. Once you bring that up, and everybody's got some.
That was a great story,
some
George.
Sort
I mean, that's
of,
funny
and
as hell.
It's true as it can be, and I'll never forget it. And every time I see this guy, we look at each other and do this this fake pants
like,
dropping
keep your hands
deal.
Off me, buddy.
That's right. Turn around. Oh, my God. But, you know, ticks are crawling. You know, we don't have to go all.
No, that's good. Anything you want to tease from the podcast this week?
We're still in, again, we do it every 2 weeks, so I have to remember. The oldest restaurants in town, we talked about the oldest restaurants in town, but the oldest restaurants that still have it together, that are still doing really well.
Okay, okay.
Because there's a bunch of older ones, in my opinion, that aren't doing, you know, they're kind of rusting on their laurels, and they maybe had their day.
So you didn't name those.
No, we didn't. I've written about those.
Yeah.
And they're in this article, and we did a podcast. We mentioned, I guess, I don't know, 12 or 15 of our ones that we thought were really good. But the one at the top of the list was, when I first wrote this, I said, well, it's I'm pretty sure the oldest restaurant in town is Crown Candy Kitchen. I'm pretty sure that's it. And because we had a little, you know, one of these little betting games around mm-hmm. the bar. What do you think it is? And it wasn't Crown Candy Kitchen. It's Beffa's. Beffa's is the oldest in town, and it's 100 and it was 1898. So do the math. That's 127 years, And then Piccadilly at Manhattan was the second. So I was really off. I forgot about them completely. You know, that's, you know where that place is. And the owners live upstairs. It's in a, you know, residential neighborhood in near Maplewood. Very charming. The Charcoal House was third, and Crown Candy Kitchen was fourth on that list. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I've got this article written. I go back 40 or 50 years, all the way up to 127. And then again, the podcast was good. We talked about Amagetti's was on the list. Who else? Joya's Deli. That's 107 years old.
Yeah.
And they've all got stories, and they're all, you just love to hear about these places that are, you know, it's just a tough business. To make it 10 years, you're doing great. Mm-hmm. To make it 100 years, you know, it's not.
Can't even conceive of it.
No, it was a good time. It was a good discussion. So.
Sounds great.
There you go.
Great stories today,
okay.
George.
See ya.
Keep your pants up. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
DGS, Dave taking a long weekend. He'll be back Monday. The rest of the gang here. Lots of baseball tonight on KMOX. Redbird Rush Hour coming up after the 5 o'clock news. That'll be me and Bernie Miklas and Matt Pauly. And then Matt will have you for the pregame show, which takes you all the way up to first pitch at 7:15 tonight. Cardinals and the Brewers here on KMOX, obviously 104.1 and on the AM side as well. Andrew, question for you.
Sure.
What's this McDonald's thing?
I don't know.
You had it on the rundown. You put it on the rundown. You had a McDonald's thing.
Well, I didn't have a McDonald's thing. I was typing out my address for something, and I instead of putting my street name, I put McDonald's.
Wait, what?
As the street name. And I thought that
How
was.
Did you do that?
I thought that was funny.
What? So you're. What were you typing your address for?
Online shopping.
Okay, so you're saying this is where it should be sent to.
Yeah, I was making a purchase, putting in my billing address.
It didn't autofill. You typed in McDonald's.
I typed in McDonald's instead of my street name.
Was it just like a total brain fart? Or
yeah,
like,
it was just a mistake.
Were you thinking I want to go to McDonald's at the time?
No, I wasn't thinking about McDonald's at all. I just realized.
So it just happened like ghostwriting. You guys ever seen what are they called? Auto something where somebody writes and there's
correct.
No. People are writing.
Find and replace.
No. There are people writing, but the writing is being done through them by his spirit from the spirit world.
Magic?
It's like auto writing or something like that. Is that what's happening to you?
Maybe
a spirit just came through you and you're like, it's like McDonald's.
Maybe so.
Ronald McDonald.
I just thought that was funny. That was just a funny anecdote of needing to write my street and writing McDonald's.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm not going to ask you to give us your address on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out on a limb. It's not close to McDonald's.
It's not close to McDonald's, no.
You're not like and it's McDonald also not, Boulevard.
It's also not close to a McDonald's. I just looked down after I wrote the numbers and then I wrote McDonald's. And I was like, oh. Why did I write that? That's not right.
I feel like it should have been like you were just browsing the menu and you're going to order something and you just did another thing.
None of it had anything to do with
McDonald's.
So
there's no connection whatsoever.
It was like 9:30 p.m.
Your brain was just like trying to send you a message.
My brain, I was subliminally wrote McDonald's.
Dude, our brains are so sneaky. So sneaky. Like just pushing stuff in there. I sent it to the group, Rach. Remember the thing I sent about... it was Pete Holmes doing a stand-up about dreams.
Yeah.
And how basically you're just doing it to yourself. Like everything in your dream, you're doing it to yourself. You're fooling yourself. You're making yourself scared. You're making yourself nervous. I thought that was hilarious. And your brain just wanted McDonald's.
Yeah, I just wanted some McDonald's.
His brain was like hungry.
Did it work?
Well, I remembered my real address.
No, but you didn't like go,
No. It was like 10 o'clock at night. It was too late for McDonald's.
Sorry. Did not catch that part.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.